From XPN.org and 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia, this is The Blues File. I'm Johnny Meister. Coco Taylor, the queen of the blues, has died at age 80.
We gonna pitch a ball down to that Union Hall. We gonna romp and tromp till midnight. We gonna fuss and fight till daylight. We gonna pitch a wang dang doodle all night long.
Taylor's most famous record, Wang Dang Doodle, was also the last true blues hit for the famed Chicago label Chess Records. Cora Walton grew up in Shelby County, Tennessee, near Memphis, and was known as Coco because of her fondness for chocolate. She had arrived in the Windy City in her late teens. She and her husband, Robert Pops Taylor, had only pocket change and a box of crackers and took whatever work they could find. Her first record was recorded without her knowledge that she was being recorded in 1961. The year after, she received $25 in royalties for it. Coco hit the Chicago blues clubs in the early 1960s and met Willie Dixon, who worked with her on the USA label, first real record, Honky Tonk, in 1963. Coco then went with Dixon to Chess in 1964 and cut I Got What It Takes. After Wang Dang Doodle in the mid-60s, Chess Records slipped, and Coco's career with it. She recorded in Europe for the Black and Blue label in 1973 during what might be called the Eclipse of the Blues in the States. One of the songs she cut was the same song that was secretly recorded in 1961, What Kind of Man Is This? In 1975, Coco signed with the fledgling blues label Alligator Records. Her first album was called I Got What It Takes, which had been her first song for the Chess label more than a decade before.
They call me the voodoo mama, and I know the reason why.
Taylor's and Alligator's fortunes slowly rose together. Chicago blues was reviving and growing, and Coco Taylor was singing it like no one else.
That was too much for me. That's why I walked the back street and cried. Oh, it hurt me so bad to hear my baby say goodbye.
Somewhere along the way, Coco acquired the nickname Queen of the Blues and put out an album called Queen of the Blues in 1986. There were no pretenders to her throne and little dispute about her rights to the crown.
I can love you like a woman, but
Alligator's president, Bruce Iglauer, talked about Coco's power in the Robert Muggy film Pride and Joy, The Story of Alligator Records, in 1992.
One of the reasons I love Coco Taylor so much is she's a blues person through and through. She came up in the blues world. She came up the hard way. The blues is inside her, and whenever she opens her mouth, it comes out. It is the rawest, deepest, hardest blues you can imagine.
In the film, Coco herself addressed the fact that many black people seemed to have abandoned the blues, though it was clear that she would never be one of them.
You know, you used to eat neck bones all your life, and then all of a sudden, you got a chance to eat pork chops and chicken. Well, you know, you ain't want to go back to them neck bones. You don't want to hear about that. So I think it's the same way with the blues when it comes to the older blacks. I mean, you know, we ate it, we slept it. And we was born with the blues, and some of us, you know, look like we're gonna die with the blues.
Taylor stayed with Alligator for the remainder of her career. She wrote songs only occasionally, but when she did, the results were impressive, such as her song Spellbound.
Corn's on my toes, lust is on my feet.
Though Coco typically stayed close to Chicago blues, she did make a few journeys into other regions. One of these is the Melissa Etheridge song Bring Me Some Water on her album in 2000, Royal Blue.
Somebody bring me some water.
Taylor's health wavered in the new century, and it was 7 years after Royal Blue before she cut what would be her final album, Old School. Always ready to have fun with the battle of the sexes, Coco wrote Piece of Man for the album.
I said a piece of man, better than no man at all.
Coco Taylor's magnitude as a blues singer defies any attempt to measure it. She was the leading blues woman of the second half of the 20th century, and her music will live on as long as the blues itself does. I'm Johnny Meister, and this is The Blues File, produced at 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia. Join me for The Blues Show, Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time at xpn.org, or anytime at xpn.org/blues.